This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Welcome to the Journal of Neurosurgery podcast for March 16th, 2012. I'm Natalie Pinchem. I will be reading a summary of an article on oncology published by the Journal of Neurosurgery today. Magnetic resonance imaging volumetric assessment of the extent of contrast enhancement and resection in oligodendroglial tumors. A clinical article by Tejas Sankar and colleagues. Oligodendrogliomas have a better prognosis than many other types of primary brain tumors. This is largely attributed to genetic features, in particular the deletion of chromosomes 1p and 19q, which makes them more likely to respond to radiation and chemotherapy. The authors wanted to address the relative importance of two other prognostic factors in oligodendrogliomas: contrast enhancement on MRI and the extent of resection. To do this, they used computer-based, semi-automated, and highly reproducible methods to determine the volume of contrast-enhancing tumor tissue before and after surgery in 100 consecutive patients with oligodendroglioma. Their most important finding was that in patients who have enhancing oligodendroglial tumors, completely removing all enhancing tumor tissue at initial surgery was associated with a dramatic increase in median overall survival from 135 to 392 weeks. This considerable survival benefit remained significant even after controlling for several clinical, pathological, and genetic factors, including tumor grade, treatment with radiation or chemotherapy, and 1p19q deletion. However, the survival benefit was not maintained for subtotal resections in which more than 90% or even more than 95% of enhancing tissue was removed. The results therefore emphasize the critical role of aggressive and ideally total resection in treating oligodendroglioma. Thank you for listening. Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group podcasts are contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes to access all our podcasts and videos, all updated continuously. You can also follow the Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group on Twitter and now also on Facebook. To read articles published this week in any of our journals, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org.